The month of Elul. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu ascended Har Sinai for the final 40 days to receive the second set of Luchos. At the conclusion of those days, on Yom Kippur, Hashem forgave the Yidden completely, and that day was designated as a day of forgiveness. For this reason, those 40 days are auspicious for Tshuva. Though the month of Elul is an earnest time of Tshuva, it is during this very time that we experience a particular closeness to Hashem. In a classic mimer, the Alter Rebbe explains this by the mashal of a king who, on the way to his palace, walks through the fields. There, everyone can approach him, and he greets them all with a smiling countenance, until he enters his palace with only his chosen courtiers. So too, during the month of Elul, as Hashem prepares to enter his throne room on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he passes through the mundane world. Thus, we are able to connect to him more easily than usual. At that time in particular, he inspires us and empowers us to do tshuva and return to him. The Friedrich Rebbe writes, in Lubavitch, even though Shabbos Mevorchim Elul would still be a clear and sunny day, the air felt different. There was a smell of Elul in the air, you could feel the first stirrings of a tshuva breeze. Every person there was beginning to grow a little more deliberate, a little more thoughtful, and allowing his weekday affairs to fade from his memory. From Shabbos Nachmu onwards, people would already begin to learn in groups after Maariv in order to cry out in the night, as the Pasuk says, Kumi Roini Balayla. By the time Shabbos Mevorchim Elul came around, one could sense the atmosphere of Elul. Anxiously, people now awaited the time when they could say L'David Hashem Oiri. Eagerly, they awaited the first blast of the shofar that would announce that the gates of Chodesh HaRachamim had been thrown open. The Ma'amorei Chassidus of Shabbos Mevorchim Elul, opening with the familiar words Ani L'Doidi, were permeated with the spirit of Elul. Every day of Elul was quite unlike every other day of the year. Lying in bed at 6 o'clock in the morning, you could hear that the Vasikin Minyan in the Beis Medrash had already finished Shacharis. You could already hear the Shofar. It woke you up to the fact that the world was now filled with Elul. You dress hastily, a trifle dissatisfied with yourself for having somehow slept in so late. You recall that this was the time that Moshe Rabbeinu spent on the mountain. These are the propitious days in which you can accomplish more than usual. You tell yourself that you really should become a mensch. You cannot let these hours be lost on sleep. By the time you arrive at the Beis Medrash, you find quite a crowd already there. Some are saying Tehillim, some are learning Chassidus, some are reading Tikkunei Zohar, while others, whether standing or sitting, are davening. At one Farbringen, the Rebbe emphasized that the Friedrich Rebbe told this narrative long after he had left Lubavitch in order to inspire others to follow this lifestyle. Likewise, it is possible for all Yidden in our time to feel the Elul air. The month of Elul is a month of reckoning, just as a businessman must take stock every so often and correct any problems to ensure the business is profitable. The same applies in Ruchnius matters. After having served Hashem and been occupied with Torah and Mitzvahs throughout the year, we have a month to make an accurate account of the past year, fix that which needs correcting, and strengthen our positive traits. Through this excellent preparation, we merit a good and sweet year, Begashmius and Beruchnius. In the year Tavshin Yud Gimel, the Rebbe gave instructions to the administration of the yeshiva on how to inspire the Talmidim with Yiras Shamayim during the month of Elul. Firstly, they were to impress upon them the seriousness of the month by relating how Chassidim and Lubavitch conducted themselves throughout Elul. Secondly, for 15 minutes after Maariv, the Talmidim were to learn Avodah Dikei Maimorim relevant to this time of year. The month of Elul is compared to an Ir Miklat, to which one can escape from the Yetzer Hara who attempts to take revenge on a person. At a Farbringen in Tavshin Yud Aleph, the Rebbe delivered the following message, which he asked to be publicized in all possible ways. Hashem tells the Yidden, I am giving you 30 days during which you can escape your old negative habits and follow the Elul lifestyle, thereby correcting the past, and you will be spared from the Ketrugim of the Yetzer Hara. Through Tshuva, you will be written and sealed for a good, sweet year. During one Farbringen, the Rebbe spoke of the joyful attitude to be had during Elul. Though one should be bothered by any wrongdoings they may have done throughout the year, yet thinking of their closeness to Hashem during this month should bring one to tremendous joy. As discussed in Tanya, distress over one's wrongdoings should not detract from the joy of the Neshama.